Former Deputy Minister of Finance Kweku Ejimamenu says the current government has failed to carry out sustainability analysis on the single spine salary pay policy. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the impact of the wage bill on the economy, Mr. Menu said President Kufuor dreamt of the single spine but withheld its implementation because there was the need for proper revenue projection, adding that the NDC got its revenue projection wrong. He spoke to George Ankara.
Listen very, very well. It is a fact. I have got figures and we are using virtually a very whopping 60-something percent of our tax revenues on single spine, or what they call compensation to employees. My argument is this, and I even said it emphatically, that whoever did all the analysis that one should do before introduction of a policy should be jailed. That's why I'm siding with him. The question is this, did they look at sustainability analysis? When we started single spine, the first year, second year, did we meet this problem that we are meeting? If that is correct, then it means that the revenue projections they made to be able to introduce the policy with, something went so wrong there. You don't want to tell me that Seth Tepe and his team sat down, looked at how much will it cost us, and then despite all that, they became very bold and very comfortable and went ahead to introduce the policy. That is my bane.
It was the MPP who initiated the single spine, but
that
was
a very wrong concept. And it is part of the NDC propaganda. You remember when President Kufuor was moving away? He signed off a salary increase of 34% across board. Do you remember? Was that thing even implemented? Kufuor's 34% across board was thrown away. They insulted him. And even that, nobody said that was part of the single spine. Kufuor dreamt single spine. That is correct. At the point of his exit, we were looking at the very preliminary stages of even drafting the policy document with which any serious analysis could be done. So as to figures and matching it to revenues and looking at sustainability analysis was never done by Kufuor and his team. Is that okay? So when they threw away his 34% increase across board, what came next was NDC single spine. So they picked a policy document halfway done without analysis. They tried to do their own analysis. And what came out of it is what we are inheriting now, we are seeing now.
I am at times worried if experts are saying a particular government is implementing a scheme without analysis. In your position today, how would you have done this differently?
In my position today, what we'll have done is what NDC did with their so-called one-time premium with health insurance. Efficient analysis and realize that one person will pay 6 million. And they realize that Ghanaians cannot afford that. They couldn't introduce it. So we were thinking that they should have done the same thing on the single spine policy. You see, economic policy management is a big area that people go to study.
In a situation like this, what remedy would you suggest? Would you say that it should be suspended?
You can't have a remedy without trying to diagnose the problem. I'm telling you, the revenue projections they made, I don't have their figures, but I'm very optimistic, I'm very sure that they never got to a point where revenues were giving them figures like 70%, 3 years, 4 years ahead of introduction of single spine.
On the first Eurobond, Mr. Menu said it was used to build infrastructure and other critical investments. He, however, said that debts arising from such investments are being paid by government.
So if you are now seeing 70%, it means that the revenue projections they used will have come down. And we should find out what is bringing the revenues down, which is pushing the percentage of single spine on revenues that high. Other than that, it will be more reasonable. So something is happening with the revenue projections that they made. If the projections were wrong, then we have a problem. If projections were correct, then it means that the revenues are not performing, and therefore the solution will have to come from that angle.
How was that Eurobond your administration initiated before you left?
I can't give you all the figures and what we did immediately now, but I think we've gone over this several times. Investments into energy, some investments into railway, even Akatema Railway, some portion when the Ghana Railway Company. There were several other things that some of the Eurobond was used for. Infrastructure, and you are still talking about Eurobond 6 years ahead.
Is this government still paying part of your Eurobond?
Definitely, why not? It is part of the debt that was left behind, and the total amount of this was 9.5 billion Ghana cedis. So why wouldn't this government pay?
When asked about the viability of the 10% petroleum drilling agreement signed with the oil companies, Mr. Menu said that was the best under the circumstances.
When you are paying debts of 9.5 and you are telling me that will have effect on the economy, what about debts of 44 billion? My brother, you see, when problems are created, don't let us try to do politics and propaganda with it. The CBD loan that we mortgaged 15 years ahead of us oil money for, said that now we can't touch the 70% oil money. We are just putting it down to service CBD facility. What effect has it got on the economy?
Mr. Ajimamenu, how about the agreement that your government signed with the oil exploration companies? The percentage that we are getting, is that justified?
We were looking for oil. We didn't have the capacity, the skills, and investment. We needed to attract somebody from outside. And therefore, we signed an agreement that we attracted to him to come and do oil for us. The oil is here. We are mining oil. We are using it for loans. So what wrong has that got to do with the single spine and the things that you want to ask me about?
No, so when will Ghanaians benefit from their own oil now with this agreement?
Ghanaians can't benefit because of the CBD loan. The China loan to do project, that will be benefit inherent in that. Let me tell you one thing. The first time oil hit our economy, Ghana grew 13.4% growth economy. And it was one of the largest, fastest growing economies in the world. And you tell me it has no impact. It was bad.
Former Deputy Minister of Finance Kweku Ajimamilu talking to George Ankra.